Blog Talk Radio.
On me, Lord, on my situation. Breathe on my sickness. Breathe on that trouble in my home and in my life. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord, hallelujah, if the breath of the living God will just breathe on me, we magnify your name because we know you're able to move every situation. Come on, Daryl, and minister to somebody that's going through something today.
A little voice whispers and says that it's gonna be alright.
God bless you. I thank you, God. I glorify you. I honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your grace. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for being God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for each and everything. I thank you and I glorify you. I say yes to your will, Father. Yes to your way, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, in a nabo sahara kayara hara yi sayuru hose beri yondulukusu. In the nani yondulukuse beri anguhu hapa kandere yonduluku. Yes, Father, in the nabo kose beri balo kondiri yondulukusi. Hallari yonduhu kayandukusa. Hallelujah. Father, I bless you. I honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I surrender, Father. Hallelujah. I surrender the nabo. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. I surrender my way, Lord God. I surrender my will. I surrender my thoughts, Father, in the name of Jesus, so they can come, Lord God, hallelujah, under obedience to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every idle thought, Father, ah, God, in the name of Jesus, will meet with your approval, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am yours, Father. Have your way. Move according to your spirit. Sanctify, God, me aright in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from every stain of this life in the name of Jesus, Father, that you may get the glory, hallelujah, out of this mound of clay. Shape and use me for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, as I prostrate myself before you, God, in the name of God, in the name of Josiah. As I bow myself in your presence, God, have your will, God. Have your will, God. Have your way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I bow before your throne, God. I bow in your presence in the name of Jesus. God, I love you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. You are worthy in the name of Jesus of my praise, God. You are worthy, hallelujah, to receive blessings and honor and the glory. You are worthy of the sacrifice of my lips, Father. Hallelujah. So, God, I sacrifice the praise unto you. I worship you, Lord God, for it is my joy to worship you in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way, God. Give me the words. In the name of Jesus, give me the wisdom, God. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch your people on tonight. Move, God. God, elevate them, Lord God, in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God, I glorify you in Jesus' name. Have your way, Father. Have your way. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your way. Yes, God, I'm simply a vessel. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that I'm a vessel unto your honor in the name of Jesus, that you may see how to feel fit, Lord God, to use for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord God. I pray, God, in the devil of force and intercede for your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will yet still shine upon them, that your grace, God, will kiss them. In the name of Jesus, and your love, God, will cover every multitude of sin. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, simply that you would have your way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I can't do this alone, God. I need you. I need you, Father. The Naboho, but I can't. But I cannot speak if you don't speak in the Nabosa. Yobolo Kundari Anulu Kusamanani Kulo Wundalai. Hey, Balabolo, Sebedi Anulu Kusu. Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God, my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God, I love you and I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Hallelujah, for moving by your Spirit. I thank you. Our God, in the Nabosa, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, release the airways, God, in the Nabosa, hallelujah, I bind up, Lord God, every spirit of Antichrist, in the name of Jesus, that will block the airways, Lord God, that will arrest the people of God's mind, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to hold them captive, Lord God, from being free, Lord God, to the things of this world, and will hold them captive in bondage, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that they would think the things of this world, so that they would see the things of this world, and Lord God, not receive vision, Lord God, just look beyond, Lord God, the physical limitations of their bodies, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I release it now in the name of Jesus. I bind them up, God, and cast them out in the Nabokovaridiosa, and free the God's mind, God. Oh, God. Free their minds, God. Hallelujah. God, in another, make them blind, God, that they may see. Blind to the things of this world. Blind, God. Oh, God. Hey, God, in another, blind to sin that they may see you in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God, I love the Lord, but I need the Lord, Sammy, the Lulusa. Yeah, I need a Kaye, the Lord, Sammy, the Lulukusu. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you and I go, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the understanding will be given, that wisdom will be given, Father God, that we don't need to seek Hallelujah, that which the world seek. Hey, God, God, because you've already provided it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You've already provided that if we would seek a kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these things, hallelujah, hallelujah, shall be added to us. Jesus told us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to take no thought what we shall eat, what we shall, hallelujah, drink, and wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Hey, God, in common knowledge today, hallelujah, all these things sinners seek after. They seek after what they will wear. They seek after what they, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, will eat. They seek after these things. And you commanded us, Father, not to seek these things, but to seek the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto us. Father, in the Navajo, grant unto us wisdom. Hallelujah. To seek unto you, Father, for every one of our need, Lord. For when we make you, Lord God, our only need, we have no needs. God, hallelujah. Hey, God, in the Nihikusuku Balahai. Hallelujah. When we crave your presence, hallelujah, more than we crave financial gain, God, then we will find financial gain in the Navajo Hosa. Good God Almighty. When we crave you more than our daily bread, God, you provide us our daily bread. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God, in the Navajo Hosa. When we desire more for our spiritual man to be clothed upon, you'll clothe this natural flesh. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, I love you. I thank you. I bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us one focus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us one focus, one mind, God, in the name of Jesus, one thought. Hey, God, bring us into one accord in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, is that your kingdom will come in us, within us. In the name of Jesus. For your kingdom must come in us. Hallelujah. First. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you will send revival. Hallelujah. That the kingdom, hallelujah, that your kingdom will come in us and then spread abroad. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, I glorify you, Father. I magnify you. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your way. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your way. Yes, God. Yes, Father. My God, my God, my Labolo, all I need, oh, sigh. Yes, God. God, I need you, oh, who's Sabalakai. God, I need you, oh, who's Sabalakai. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father. I honor you in the name of Jesus. My soul says yes to you, Lord, yes to your will, and yes to your way. You can have your way, Father. The double cohortarivale akusu. Have your way, Father. Move according to your spirit. You move like you want to move. Hallelujah. You orchestrate it like you wanted it orchestrated. In the double side, we bring ourselves, the Lord God, in subjection to you. In the name of Jesus. So that you can have your way. Forgive us of all sins, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, Lord. In the name of Abba Kobiri Anduluku Semeniaki. And we give your name the praise. Hallelujah and the glory to God. What an awesome God you are, Father. What an awesome God you are. What an awesome God you are. Hallelujah Anduluku Sedeni Osaya. I love you, O God. I say yes to your will, Father. And be yes to your way. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Truly, I want to give God, hallelujah, the honor and the glory in this day. Hallelujah. I honor him because he's a good God and excellent and mighty Savior. What a God we serve. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're speaking, this is the last night of this series, where we're speaking on the mantle of the prophet in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, where we give, where the Spirit of the Lord desired to give the, hallelujah, the right order of the office of the prophet. In the name of Jesus, to set it in order because it's been out of order for so long. We've used it as our personal plaything. In the name of Jesus, we've used it for prestige. We've used it to take advantage of our women and of our men. In the name of Jesus, we've used it for sexual favors. We've used it. In the name of Jesus, for so many things than what God had called it to be. In the name of Jesus, we've elevated ourselves in this office. When this office is designed to elevate God, we've glorified ourselves in this office. Office of the prophet is only to glorify God. We've taken this office and we've, hallelujah, limited to a title in the name of Jesus. We've compressed it and we've compacted to a title and hallelujah. And once you have that title prophet, then, you know, then we, hallelujah, hallelujah, demand so much attention, and that we demand so much, hallelujah, respect, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and then we use it simply to, hallelujah, to gain favor to ourselves and not by God. So the Lord wanted to, hallelujah, order and give the order, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, of the office of the prophet. We told you in the name of Jesus that the office of the prophet, the mantle of the prophet, which is actually the office of the prophet, hallelujah, is instituted by God alone. God places the mantle of a prophet on a prophet. God does that. No man can ordain you as a prophet. No man, hallelujah, can teach you as a prophet. Come on, y'all don't want to hear me. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, they can instruct you, hallelujah, in what is expected of a prophet, but only God can initiate you in the office of a prophet because of what he, hallelujah, has to put the prophet through in order to make him prepare, in order to prepare him for the office of the prophet. I told you that God, hallelujah, has to first destroy the spirit, hallelujah, of the would-be prophet. He has to destroy the spirit. He has to destroy pride. He has to destroy arrogance. He has to destroy flesh. He has to destroy, hallelujah, what you think about it, because, well, that's what I think, and that's what I. He has to destroy the I in you. Oh, God, I love you in the name of Jesus. He has to destroy that, and he has to get you to the place, hallelujah, where it's no longer I, but it's him. Hallelujah, it is Jesus and Jesus alone. In the name of Jesus, and everything that you do, it's about Jesus. Every word that you speak is about Jesus. Hallelujah. Before you take on an assignment, it's about Jesus. Father, do you want me to go here? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's not about getting prestige for yourself. It's about glorifying God and about God getting the glory, period. It's not about you. It's not about you being seen. In the name of Jesus, God sends the prophet on assignment, and only God can tell a prophet where to go, how to go, when to go. Only God can do that because God instituted the office of the prophet. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So the prophet doesn't go simply because someone calls him. The prophet has to inquire of God whether or not he should go. Case in point, when Balak hired Balaam to curse the children of Israel and went into the Lord, and the scripture says that the Lord told him to go. However, when Balaam went, an angel met him in the pathway to block his way from going. And the hallelujah, and the donkey, the ass, to him, and as Balaam was beating the ass, thinking that the ass was keeping him from going, hallelujah, God opened up his eyes so that he could see there was an angel blocking his way. Now that was strange to me when in the first few verses the scripture said that God told him to go. What you must understand is that wasn't the God, the big G-O-D. That was the little G-O-D, the devil, that told Balaam to go, and whatsoever I shall speak to you to speak. That wasn't God, that was the devil. And Balaam listened to the devil telling him to go in the name of Jesus to curse the children of Israel. And so God sent the archangel to block his way from going. That's why it is so important that you make sure that it is actually God that you are hearing. That's why you have to spend time with God. That's why you have to spend time in the Spirit of the Lord so that you begin to learn the voice of the Lord. So the scripture went on to say that Balaam questioned God because I didn't know, hallelujah, that you didn't tell me to go. Hallelujah. So God then, big G, told him to go, but whatever I speak to you, you go. In the name of Jesus. So Balaam went, and every time Balaam prophesied, it was based on the word of the G-O-D, capital G-O-D. And so Balaam couldn't curse Israel because God himself put the word in Balaam's mouth. Balaam was a soothsayer. He was using, hallelujah, the prophetic office as for soothsaying. And so God intervened and commanded him to speak what I tell you to speak. Hello, somebody. Because God supersedes any demon that there is. That is why a prophet has to be separated by God and spend time with God. Because he has to learn the voice of God. He has to learn the mannerism of God. He has to learn everything that God, hallelujah, will call him into so that he is not confused by the voice he is hearing. And when God speaks, the prophet must move. That's why God spent years getting, hallelujah, sometimes years preparing a prophet and taking him through things so first so that he can learn the voice of God, so that he can learn all of the ways that God speaks. Because sometimes God speaks audibly. Sometimes God, hallelujah, is simply a noise. Sometimes in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost speaks a word inside of you. So many different ways that the Holy Ghost, that God and the Holy Ghost speaks to you. And you must know every one of those ways before God will send you out. That's why you have to stay there until God himself sends you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So God told Jeremiah, because what you must understand is that when God chooses a prophet, he conditions that prophet and then commands that prophet what to do, what to say in the name of Jesus. And that prophet has to get everything correct. That prophet, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, he speaks in the tone of God. He speaks with the emotions of God in the name of Jesus. If God is angry, that prophet must, in the Nabokotayokusa, in the name of Jesus, express that anger of God. Hallelujah. So he really has to be in tune with God. That means that he can't be dipping and dabbing, slipping and sliding. Come on, somebody. He has to be holy. He has to be complete. He has, in the name of Jesus, to have a direct connection to God at all times. As I told you last night, there is no vacation for the prophet. He cannot receive a gift for his prophecy because the gift will make him prejudiced against speaking what God had told him to say again. If you give me a gift in my hand, I might not want to tell you what God told me to tell you that is contrary to what you're thinking. You're thinking you all, hallelujah, holy. You got it all together. And God has given me a word to tell you if you don't get it right, hallelujah, death's going to fall. If you give me a gift, I might not be willing to tell you that word to save your soul. That's why the prophet cannot receive a gift. That's not his purpose. He said to give the word of God. Now we got prophets who can't go and give a word unless they know how much you're going to pay them. That's an operation from the devil. They got, if you're not paying them a couple thousand dollars, they can't come in the Nabokotayalusa and give you the word of God. That's a trick of the enemy. That's a trick of the enemy. if you don't come, if you don't give me nothing, I still have to tell you the word of God. If you choose to give a prophet, a free will offering, that's another subject. That's another thing. Hallelujah. They can receive a free will offering, but they cannot be paid for their prophetic services because God himself sends them out. So they're not to charge you for the word from the Lord. They're not to ask a gift from you for the service of the Lord unless God himself tells them to. You better make sure that it is God telling them. Get an agreement from God in yourself before you do that. Because God did not institute this office so that prophets can get rich. That's not why he instituted it. So because of the words often that prophets have to carry, and God often has to tell the prophet, give him specific instructions, because of the words that he carries. So he tells Jeremiah here in the 8th verse, the first chapter of Jeremiah in the 8th verse, he says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Now, not only that, he said it also to Ezekiel. Hallelujah. In the second chapter of Ezekiel and the 6th verse, he said, and thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee. And thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Oh, my God. Let me go ahead and read the 7th verse. He said, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. You understand? So God has to tell the prophet, don't you fear their faces. Because if you fear their faces, I will confound you before them. You have to be able to give the word of God, to stand on the word that God has given you and not flinch. You understand? Because some people will want to hit you. Some people will want to beat you. Some people, you don't understand, will cuss you out because of the word that, hallelujah, God sends through you. And you've got to be prepared. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You have got to be prepared for all of these prophets that come to you, and everything you ever heard from them, it's just blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings. And you know you ain't living right. You know you ain't doing right. And they're just blessing you and laying their hands on you and blessing you. That's not of God. Because God doesn't bless you on top of sin. So God tells Ezekiel, I love you, Jesus. In the 3rd chapter of Ezekiel, the 17th verse, this is another operation of the prophet. He says, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. That's the duty of the prophet. He is there to watch over your soul, to warn you about the tricks and the traps that you may be falling in, and to bring you back on the side of God, or to keep you from going away from God. That's his purpose, to watch over you. And then he says, hallelujah, if I say to somebody that they are going to die and you do not warn them, on your mokosa, he puts the blood on the prophet's head. And he holds the prophet responsible because the prophet did not warn you. Because the prophet did not warn you that if you don't stop what you're doing, you're going to end up in hell or you're going to die. And if that prophet does not tell you that, God puts that blood, your blood, on his hand. And God holds the prophet responsible because the prophet didn't warn them. However, if the prophet speaks to you and tells you the warning from God, and you forbear to listen, you know, you just lift it up in pride, and you just know you right, and you just don't want to listen to what God has sent through the prophet's mouth, then God holds you fully responsible, because the prophet has saved his own soul, because he has told you what God has said. So then the burden is laid on you to repent and get it right before God. I needed to show you that this office is a serious office. It is nothing to play with. It is not a game. It is not your personal battle. Hello. It is not your personal bank. It is for you to hear the word from God and say that and that alone. You don't add front to it and you don't take away from it. You speak only what God has spoken. And when God has finished speaking, you finish speaking. You understand? You can't initiate anything on your own. You have to be continuously, perpetually, forever and ever and ever in the Spirit of God. Constantly. Constantly. Because God holds you responsible. He holds you responsible. So many of the people that you've heard have called themselves a prophet. Some people just took on the title of a prophet because it meant more prestige. It meant more, you know, people coming to you and asking you for a word in the Nabokondiriosaya, in the name of Jesus. And if God had not prepared you, if God had not in Nabokosa, in the name of Jesus, if God had not broken you into this office, you are liable to speak a word, hallelujah, from familiar spirit and not from God. Hello. When you are walking in the flesh trying to prophesy, you are free game to any spirit that wants to hijack you and send a word. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the devil cannot possess you, but he can use you, especially if your spirit is unruly. This is why God has to break a prophet that he has chosen, because he can't have any unruly prophet just going out there willy-nilly and prophesying every few seconds, because they get the unction. There has to be some discipline. Do you understand? So if you walk up to a prophet and you can't simply come and you can't talk to them before they are, well, I'm a prophet and da 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 da, that's an unruly prophet. Run in the other direction. Run. Run. Because that is an unruly prophet, and that prophet has not been broken by God. He has not been proven by God. He has not been prepared by God. If you see a prophet and there is no compassion, hello, run. Hear me. Because God has set a prophet aside to be his mouthpiece and his mouthpiece alone. Hello. You're not to speak any other word. And I don't care if they don't like you. If you are a true prophet, you will not be liked. Let me help you. You will not be liked, at least not for long. Okay? If you're a true prophet, you can watch the people as you enter the room, and you can just see their head turn. You know, they see you, and they turn around, and you know, oh, Lord, here he comes. You can just feel it in their spirit how they feel about you. You can sense it in the spirit. That's why some of you come in my chat room. I can sense your spirit, and I'm nowhere near you. Hallelujah. I can sense your spirit right where I am because God allows me to send, hallelujah, the spirit of them that come in my in my chat room. And if you don't mean business for God, you won't be able to stay here. Because we mean business. We're here for God and for God alone. And that's not me lifting me up. That's me lifting God up. Because I want God to be in control at all times. You understand? When you come here, you're not coming, hopefully, you're not coming to get a word from me. You're coming to get a word from God. Because without God, I don't have a word. I don't have nothing for you. I don't have anything for you. And that's the way every prophet should be. But now, as I said earlier, we have prophets who just, you know, they won't give you a word unless there's $1,000 connected to it. They won't give you, come on, they won't even come to service. Unless there is some kind of monetary gain for them. That's a prophet who has not been conditioned by God. They're conditioning themselves. Because though the workman is worthy of his hire, he's not supposed to charge for his service. Do you understand that? So the prophet is a watchman. He watches over the souls to keep them in line. And when they walk away, when God, hallelujah, sends a word and they're not doing the things that they are supposed to do, that is why you sit sometime in places, this works in the name of Jesus, even with people who have the gift of prophecy, you know, the gift of prophecy in the name of Jesus. You sit under somebody and they're talking or they're ministering in the Nabokosa in the name of Jesus, and they have spiritual Kool-Aid in the name of Jesus, and you're wondering if anybody talked to them. No, nobody talked to them. It's just that the Lord had placed a word in their mouth for that time. Do you understand? The prophet himself don't know nothing about you. He doesn't know anything if God doesn't reveal it. So for you to run to a prophet, I need a word. Well, who are you seeking the word from? Because if you're seeking it from the prophet, then you're seeking it from the wrong place. Because you should be seeking it from God. And if God so chooses, if he so chooses to use the prophet that you went to, then he will. If not, then that prophet doesn't have a word. And if he's the kind of prophet who just want to, you know, act like, okay, yeah, I got a word from the Lord, and, you know, every time you come to me, I got a word for you in the name of Jesus, then he will make up a word for you, and then you will run with that word, and then, hallelujah, wait on that word, and then that word never comes to pass, and you still wait and trust him. Oh, yeah, the prophet says it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And then over 20 years now, it hasn't come yet. Hello? 50 years you're still waiting on that prophecy. When are we going to hold prophets responsible? This is why the office of the prophet is so misunderstood, treated with such disregard and disrespect. Because all we want to do is to just speak a word to you. Come on, let me speak a word to you. Come here, let me speak a word to you. That's not the behavior of a true prophet from God. That's not from God. That's from self. If I was you, I would wait on God to send me somebody instead of running to find somebody. You understand? I would wait for God to send me somebody. You know, to send me a prophet to me than for me running to a prophet. Here's what you do. Whenever you need a word from God, you ask God for a word and then wait on God to send a word to whoever he wants to send it to. You understand? To whoever he wants to send it to. That's way you're not waiting on one person to bring you a word. You don't build up this faith because, well, I got my favorite prophet and I gotta hear him. I gotta hear her. If I don't hear him, I can't hear nobody else. No. Now you're in the wrong spirit. Now you're in the wrong spirit. So the prophet of God is first broken by God, prepared by God, rebuilt by God, and then sent by God. You get that? That's the pattern of a true prophet called from God. A true prophet from God is humble, because he's been broken by God. He's been broken by God. A true prophet will not seek his own satisfaction or his own glory, but will always remind you that to God be the glory. The glory belongs to God. I'm simply a vessel used by God. I'm an unprofitable servant. God gets all the glory. If anything I've said, hallelujah, have ministered to you, then it's not me, it is God. And then some people get upset. Well, I know it's God, but that helps to keep me humble so that I realize that it's not me, it's God. Because the first thing people will do to you, prophets, is build you up. And they'll build you up, and then they'll build you up, and then they'll build you up for a big letdown. Then when you stumble and fall, now you're the worst thing in creation. That's why you throw it off you and back onto God. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Now let's get back to the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy works by faith, which works by love. The gift of prophecy, as I said, is just that, a gift. Anybody can ask for it. Anybody, if they believe that they have received it, hallelujah, can operate in the gift of prophecy. That's what it is. It's a gift of prophecy. In the gift of prophecy, you do not have, you know, it doesn't, it, you know, you can be in anything. You understand? For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. This is why you see people who are soothsayers, who are mediums. Mediums are also, hallelujah, you know, have the gift of prophecy or the word of knowledge and so forth and so on, and they're using it contrary to the will of God. They're perverting it. It's a perversion of the truth. So that if prophecy is the truth of God, then the mediums and the psychics and you know, and the soothsayers, they are the perversion. You understand that, okay? So these are perversions of the gift of prophecy. Now, there are also people who God had placed on from birth, had placed the office of the prophet on, who are also using their, hallelujah, the office, because they are not in Christ, contrary to the will of God, and then it becomes perverted, so that now it is used, hallelujah, so now that every spirit, every demonic spirit can hijack that gift, and if they are not filled with the Holy Ghost, the devil can possess them and use that that they have, contrary to the will of God. So this is why we have all of this entity, and you hear them say spiritualists and you know, psychics, and get your psychic reading and all of this. This is what this is. This is a perversion of the gift and office of the prophet on and the prophecy. You understand? You understand? And that is what, even in the church, we'll see it, because now they want to tell you what happened in your past. And as I said, if anybody has to go to your past to bring you to your present and then take you to your future, that's a problem. That's an indication that they are actually using the spirit of perversion. It's a perversion of the true gift. You understand? So that you will understand the difference between the office of the prophet, the gift of prophecy, and the perversion that can happen in prophecy. It also is true that when you are a young prophet, that if you have not been broken by God and been taken through by God, and you have the gift of prophecy, you have the word of knowledge, that it can't be hijacked by the devil. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, again, you cannot be possessed, but you can be hijacked because your thought has not been brought into subjection to God. You understand? So that, you know, you're thinking all kinds of things. Your mind is going all over ways, and you have not been broken yet, hallelujah, so that your thought is one thought synced with the Holy Ghost and with God, okay, so that the enemy can hijack your thoughts. In the name of Jesus. And when you're thinking, you're prophesying from the Lord, you're actually prophesying through the spirit of the Lord, through the spirit of Antichrist. This is why you do not play with this office. You do not play with the gift of prophecy, and you do not play with the office of the prophet, because they can be hijacked. And then you can speak things into people's lives. You can curse people rather than bless them. And see, this is true for the prophet, because he is, hallelujah, when he speaks as the oracle of God, if God sends a curse, then that's God, and you must make sure that it is God sending it and it's not based on your emotions. So the breaking of God for the prophet is so that he can bring your emotions into order, he can bring your thought into order, you understand? So you can bring your spirit, you know, the spirit of I, he needs to bring the spirit of I under subjection. You understand? Because that I spirit will bring you always out of order. So this is why he breaks you and destroys you and then rebuilds you. You see, that's what he told Jeremiah, that I sent you to destroy, to tear down, to root out, and then to plant and to build and to plant. You understand? Because he has to root out all of that junk that you've been walking around with, all of the past hurt, all of the past pain, because hurt people. In the name of Jesus, and he has to root all of that out of you. So that's why you go through so much. That's why you're suffering so much, because God has to root all of that out of you. He has to change who you are and make you a new person. Remember when Samuel, hallelujah, prophesied to Saul and told him, when you turn away from me, hallelujah, the Spirit of God shall come upon you, and your heart shall be turned into a new man. That's the way the prophet has to be. He has to turn into a whole new man, a completely new person. He cannot be his old self trying to work in the office of the prophet. He has to be turned into a whole new man, hence the breaking, the destroying, hallelujah, the months, sometimes the years of weeping and crying and hurting, hallelujah, the people that have turned their backs on you, family who looks like they have rejected you, and all of these things to break your spirit in the name of Jesus and humble you down to the place where God is your all in all, and then from that point, God will build you up so that you can be the oracle that he needs you to be. You understand, am I making sense here in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. So this is why God first separates the would-be prophet. He separates them. So you see yourself, you know, in the congregation, you talking with your friends every Sunday, y'all meet after service, y'all gather around, you'll go out, you go out to eat, you go out and, you know, do it, and then you talking, and then you conversing, you kikiing, and you know what I'm saying, in the name of Jesus, you talking about everybody else in the Nabokosanalosa, and then all of a sudden, God begins to draw you out of that crowd, he begins to separate you. He placed our heads about you. And then when you try to go there, you no longer feel like you fit there anymore. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Do I got any real prophets out there in the name of Jesus? So you try to go back to get into the mix. And so you sit there and you hear them talking and your spirit is not right. Something in your spirit just feels like something is wrong. It's because you no longer fit in that circle. God has separated you. You understand? He has separated you, so you can't get into the mix. And so now people begin to call you Holy Roto. They begin to call you all manner of names. They begin to say, you think you all of this, you think you all of that. But it's all right because God has separated you to a purpose, to his purpose, and you have to be broken. You have to be made. You have to, hallelujah, come under subjection to God. And he can't have any other influences but him during that process. That is why when you go to service, he sets you aside in the name of Jesus. That is why, hallelujah, why you are praising God. Everybody else is sitting down, but you are praising God because God has you in preparation. And while you are in preparation, you don't have anything else to do because you're confused. You don't know where to go. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know who you can talk to. Come on, am I talking to anybody out there? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Do you understand? So this is the process that God takes his prophet through because he's a watchman. He has to watch. So if your spirit is unruly, you can't watch. If your mind is not focused, you can't watch. You can't watch out. If your spirit is unruly, you can't hear God. So he has to humble you. He has to bring you down. He has to quiet your spirit so he gets you in seclusion, where the only person you can turn to is him. Do you understand? It comes to the point for the prophet that even if you have someone over you, that it comes to a point where you can't even go to them and talk to them, because when you go to talk to them, it's like, okay, there's a disconnect. You understand? It's because in that moment in time, God is structuring you for himself, so that you can hear his voice, so that you can learn his mannerism, his way, so that when he comes and speaks, immediately you can move because you know that's God. You understand? There can be no second guessing whether this is God. God, is this you? Is he talking to me? Are you saying this to me? Now, God, you got to let me know. Is this you? No. See, he's got to work all of that out. So by the time he sends you out to prophesy, you know it's God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand? So that's why many of you are suffering and you're going through because of the work that God is about to send you to. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So for those of you who are just joining me, let me just step back for a minute and tell you. We talked about the gift of prophecy, which can be hijacked and used by, hallelujah, different demonic spirits if your spirit is not right. If your spirit is all over the place. One moment you're in, the next moment you're out, and you're not sure who you are. You're subject to be hijacked. Your gift is subject to be hijacked by any spirit, by any demonic spirit. We said that if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the demons cannot possess you, but they can use you if you are unskilled in the Word of God, hallelujah, and in the moving of the Spirit of God, if you are unskilled. Hello, somebody. So that if your spirit is unruly, if God has not brought you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, if he has not quieted your spirit, if he has not given you some discipline in the name of Jesus, if he doesn't do that, then any demonic spirit can hijack your gift and use it for themselves. And because your spirit is unruly, and hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you can think you're prophesying from God and actually prophesying, hallelujah, from the spirit, hallelujah, of delusion. Do you get that? That's why it is important that you seek to God, that you stay in the presence of God at all times. When you're at work, you have to keep your mind on God. For their minds who have stayed on him, he will keep them in perfect peace. Your mind cannot be going all kind of ways. You know, James said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways because his mind can be hijacked. So God has to bring you to the place of quietness so that your mind can become one. You understand? You have to become one with the Holy Ghost and thereby one with Jesus Christ. And you can only do that by spending time with God, hallelujah, worshiping and praising God and keeping your mind on Jesus. This means that you can't be doing all sorts of things and wanting to be used by God. You can't be dipping and dabbing, slipping and sliding and all kinds of stuff, and you want to be used by God, because God cannot use you if your mind is not single. So those of you who God is moving and you sense God, or God has told you in the name of Jesus that you are a prophet, if God has told you this, he will have to put you through some vigorous things to quiet your mind, to quiet your spirit, so that all you hear is him. So that no matter what else is going around you, you are in tune with the voice and the move of God. You understand? That means that even in a crowded room, noise going on, that when God speaks, you know it's God. Because what the enemy likes to do, especially when he knows that God has chosen you for the office of the Bible, or at least what he used to do with me, God will come in and start talking to me, and then the devil will make all of this noise in my ear so that I couldn't hear what the Lord was saying. And that was only because my spirit was noisy. My mind was noisy, and I hadn't been conditioned yet to be quiet and only hear the voice of the Lord. Do you understand? So he used to come as soon as God would come to come in, and it usually was when God was coming and speaking to me audibly, as I'm speaking to you now, and he would come speak to me, and the devil would be, hallelujah, making all of this ruckus in the name of Jesus so that I wouldn't hear what God was saying to me in the name of Jesus. And so I found out that it wasn't that I couldn't hear God. It was that my spirit wasn't quiet. My mind was not focused, hallelujah, on one thing, which was God, so that I could be hijacked but by any spirit that was passing by. That's why this office is as serious as it is. And that is why you cannot play in this office. That is why. You understand? That is why. That's the office. That's the mantle of a prophet. That's it right there. He is singular. His only focus is what God has to say. And if God does not have anything to say, he doesn't have anything to say. Now, can he give his own opinion? Hopefully he no longer has an opinion. Because he lives, breathes, lives, breathes, and sleeps Jesus. That's it. That's it for the prophet. That's it. You understand? So let them talk about you. Let them call you all manner of names because you can't hang around everything. You understand? If you have been chosen from God for a purpose, then you've got to follow God until that purpose is fulfilled. And beyond that, okay, don't just stop when the purpose is fulfilled. But you've got to go on with God. You've got to continue to walk with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You understand. So this is what the prophet has to do. This is where the prophet has to be. You understand? So I pray that this has helped you. I pray that we have brought coalition between the office of the prophet and the gift of prophecy. You understand? So we have, at this moment, we're going to open up the call line. The line is 646-929-1310. And you can call in if you have any questions. You have a prayer request. We'll be happy to you know, as best as God give it to me, I will, you know, do my best to give you more revelation on it in the name of Jesus. But I just needed to clarify this office of a prophet. Amen. One moment, please. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So that is the office of the prophet for many of you who feel that God is leading you into this office. Again, if God has not revealed it to you himself, I would hold off on that. I would hold off on putting, you know, any changing anything until you actually hear from God, be it, whatever it is. I would hold off to changing anything until God speaks to me, be it in a dream, be it in a vision, be it audibly, until God actually speaks to you and said he has called you for this office, then I would hold off. I would take my hands off of anything and not get so you understand what I'm trying to say. So I just want to thank God. I so love the Lord, and because of what he's taken me through, what I had to go through in this office, you know, I understand what I had to go through, and I'm sure what God does to one, he does to all. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to understand that this office is serious. I am constantly correcting even me. You understand? I'm constantly, if any word that comes out of my mouth and it's not matching up with the word of God, I'm constantly conscious to repent because I don't want to put anything out there that's not coming from God, that God has not ordained, that God has not sanctioned. You know, even any idle word, because you shall be judged for any idle word that you speak. You understand? I mean, idle words, you know, things that you just let slip off the top of your head, you shall be judged for it. So I would be very careful, of what I speak. Even if you think remotely that you could be a prophet, I would be very careful what I speak. Do you understand? For those of you who have been proven in the office of a prophet, you understand that what you do, what you speak in the name of Jesus, that if you are truly a hallelujah, been called by God and reserved by God, that what you speak, the Holy Ghost watches over to perform that. Then he will not allow your words to fall to the ground because of where you stand with God and how you walk before the Lord. Okay, now don't think that you're just going to do this and you're not living right before God. You're just giving in to anything and everything. You understand? You just agree with anything that comes down the pipe. You know, your head bobs at anything in the name of Jesus, and you don't try it by the word of God. The scripture said, try the spirit by the spirit to see whether it's of God. And you know, we don't do that anymore. Now we just take the word and we run with it in the name of Jesus. But I would be very cautious of my own spirit, because see, this is my soul, and I can't allow just anything to be fed into it. If the words that I speak does not agree in your spirit, or if God doesn't give you agreement, then you should leave. Because I'm not about me. I don't want you to be hearing my words. I want you to hear the Spirit of the Lord. And if you can't hear the Spirit of the Lord, you need to leave and go somewhere where the Spirit of the Lord is being shared. Because it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the Lord. And it's about the Lord getting the glory. Do you understand? So please, please, I beg you, for all of these prophets out here who are out here telling you they got a word for you, please run. I ain't trying to mess up nobody's business or nothing, but I'm trying to tell you, in the authority of God, please, run. Because God is not speaking as much as these people are saying God is speaking. Trust me. You understand? God is not talking that much. So I would be very careful. I would be very careful because your soul is at stake and words are seeds. They take root and they bear fruit. I would be careful who you allow to speak over your life. You have to take control and take authority over your soul. It's your soul. Hello? It's your soul. Be sure that it is God speaking. Have a history. Get a history with somebody that you're allowing to speak in your life. Hello? You understand what I'm saying? I love you, and I just want you to know the Spirit. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. I simply want you to know what spirit people are of when they are speaking into your life. Do you understand? That's my only focus here, is so that God can get the glory. And so that if you're not living where God wants you to live, then my job is to warn you and let you know from God. That's why on my page I have that I'm bringing you the word of God from God, not from me. I'm not trying to lift up myself. I'm not trying to get no glory for myself. I'm simply here so that God can get the glory and so that God can be birthed into millions, hopefully millions of people. That's my only focus, to get the body of Christ in line with their head. Because many of us are on the threshold of hell thinking we're dancing into the kingdom. And if we don't get it right, and I'm talking from the head on down, you know, we call the pastors, and so from them on down, we all have to get it right with God. You understand? I love you so much. I really do love you, and my heart is just so that God can be birthed in you. completely, wholeheartedly, so that you come in one mind and unity of the Spirit of God. And that's it. Hello. So I want you to understand this office of the prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because some of you think that you've got God speaking to you, and as Brother Michael is saying, that the devil can also, and you're actually having devils speak to you, and they're telling you what you want to hear. You understand? Again, that number is 646-929-1310. If anyone wants to call in, we have 14 minutes in the name of Jesus. I just love you. I just love you, and I want to see you living to the fullest. I want you to stop living in a lie. That's what I want you to stop doing, okay? I want you to stop living a lie. And I want you to know in yourself whether or not you are actually living for God or whether, you know, you're not. I want you to know that for yourself. God's desire is that you be with him. But you can't be with him and then do all manner of evil also. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. God has set before you this day death and life, blessings and cursing. Choose life. Choose to be real. If you need a little correction, receive it as a friend. Because if you don't, the scripture calls you bastards. And I hope that you should know that you are not bastards, but sons, beloved of God. I pray that the word of God has helped someone tonight, and that you can take it and that you can feast on it, and that you will strive to become one with the Spirit of God. He is your friend. Use him. He's your keeper. Let him keep you. Hello? Please. Don't just let him sit there dormant. He's not there to just be there so that you can say you got him. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. He's there because he came to work. But he came to work on you first. Let him. And I promise you, you'll see a change. God bless you. Have a blessed night until we meet again. God bless.
Is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
He who was and is and
the angels sing, they bow down and they say,
holy,
hallelujah. Sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry,
holy,
yes, we cry,
holy.
Yes, I will pray the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship him. Can compare to you.